existing easements. 6, the residents located at 417 Bristol Road shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7, the 417 Bristol Road rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get a little larger overall picture of that rather than that one? I wanted to look at something. Just that overview of where you're going across the road would be sufficient.
Yeah, let's go this way. Would the beacon work?
Yeah.
There, that's got it. That's what I wanted. Where it crosses over the highway and you turn left up to the aforementioned property, when it turns right there where your cursor is, down there, mm-hmm. that building right underneath that, that was a commercial enterprise for many years. I don't think it is now, but there was a commercial enterprise right there.
Go-kart track was there.
It was
an old go-kart track.
No, I'm not talking about the track. I'm talking about a T-shirt factory.
Oh.
Wood cutter in there, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, at another time, but that, well, no, I was on down the, I don't know where the woodcutter was,
right when you, well, the old road,
but Mike Bonneville had a T-shirt factory in there at one time.
What are you talking about right here?
Right in
mm-hmm.
Right in there.
Okay.
Okay, I just wanted to see that. Is there any other questions for the applicant on this?
I've got a question. Scott, you may be able to answer the little strip of parcel to the north of that, what's highlighted. Is that a road easement that her driveway accesses?
My understanding was this Frijoli's Lazy Acre, split this into 4 1-acre lots, drilled that well for 4, which she now owns the well. And yes, that was, I mean, with no information that tells me that would have been the easement to these 4 lots. She might be able to address that a little better. But
yep, he actually contacted me last fall and said he didn't plan to develop those 2 lots, which was why he went ahead and signed a quick claim deed so I could have full ownership of the well.
But of the road?
It is an easement road.
It is an easement road to the back lot.
In case that was to ever be developed, then people would drive down that to get to their... The electric company comes down and checks our meter, and they drive there.
So. Anything else? Do I hear a motion on this project? Any other questions? Shall I give you time to think? I mean, if you have any questions, now's the time to ask them.
We had a big percentage of the neighborhood in here on this. I mean, out of the few houses that's in there, there was two or three people here on this deal.
There were two. And I will tell you, several years ago, my ex-husband had a heating and air conditioning business that he ran from that home. Delivery trucks, employees, people, and not...
Did he have a permit?
I don't know.
It probably
he dissolved in 2007, but for about 6 years, and we helped those neighbors, and not one complaint, and there wasn't a lot of traffic, and I've had so many parties with, I'm Italian, and people coming over, and we've had, 15, 20 people parked there, which would never be the case if it were a vacation rental, and no one was bothered or concerned. People came over and joined, the gentleman who lived down the road, in fact, so.
We did receive an email also, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hate to not take all these people's recommendations because of the percentage of people that showed up. I don't see a problem with this project really interfering with this particular neighborhood. But I hate to not take the concerns of those few that live there. I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
Motion has been made to accept this project as presented. Do I hear a second? Do we want to have some further discussion on this? I'll ask one more time. Is there a second on the motion? If not, why? We'll have to take another route. Motion deny, or to accept, dies for lack of a second. Is there further discussion now? Let's do this, and we've got to come to a decision of some kind here. I need that somewhere in the form of a motion.
Just let it die.
I'm talking about a second motion. That one's already history. If you're making a motion to deny, that would be different. He made a motion to accept.
Well, I'll make the motion then to deny, but I thought it would automatically be denied if you don't get a motion to.
It is, because if your motion to deny would fail, Dave, then where would you be there? You'd have two failed motions, the actual motion without the second. If Doug's motion to deny would fail, I mean.
If he fails to get a second on it.
Well, no, if he'd get a second, the vote would happen to not be.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
That's where I was going next, yeah. To see if he's going to get a second.
Yeah.
If not, it's dead. It's denied.
Well, it was when the motion to approve was not seconded. That made the...
I haven't asked for a second on the motion.
Well, approve. I mean the motion.
All right, yeah, okay. All right.
The motion to approve without a second.
I stand corrected. You're right.
Yeah.
Hadn't read the book lately.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this?
You formally made a motion, correct? To deny?
No.
He made a motion to approve. Motion is denied.
Dave, there is the appeal process to go before the Board of Adjustments.
Yes.
You have the timeline. You can get in contact with this on.
Get contact with them, and you can bring it before the Board of Adjustment.
Board of Adjustment, which is a different board. If you so desire, give us a call. Talk to Bonita or I.
Okay.
But there's that option that's one more, so. Okay.
And then if that fails, you can go to court.
Yep, that's the next.
Sorry about that. I won't answer that. That's my mother-in-law.
Case 1717 is 226 Stony Point Drive, vacation rental. Gary Billingsley, Representative Gary and Maria Powers. This one is along Stony Point Drive, location there. It's a corner lot. Got our different views from different angles. That's a view of the backyard from the north. For the assessor's information, this single family residence was constructed in 2007. Subject property is on lot 29, phase 1, Fieldstone Bluffs. It is approximately 0.25 acres in size. Of course, then we have our definition for maximum occupancy. It scored a negative 1 on the policy checklist. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1717, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license number shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, the residence located at 226 Stony Point Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7, the 226 Stony Point Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit, therefore the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. The current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and on file in Taney County Planning Office. In 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you, Scott.
Do we have any questions?
Are there any other nightly rentals on that lot there?
Let's see here. Doug, I'd have to go back through the files, but we,
I think we had one, right?
Yeah.
I think
right
there was
there.
A couple on this side.
Yeah.
The corner home was. Nope, not that corner home. That corner home was, but I'd have to go through the files. There was one approved real close right in there.
I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Motion has been made to